Today was almost an episode. We got here 2 minutes ago.
Yeah, we don't need any time to
always
prep.
Always got to love those episodes. Looks like my microphone's still on drugs. So, my name is Aaron Ryan.
And my name is Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor today is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. Pape is everything you need in tractors, mowers, attachments, you name it. They have it up there in stock. Go by and see them. They also have Honda generators and steel products. So just about everything you need. If you're a homeowner, landscaper, they got it all. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or you can get them on the web at papemachinery.com. Or you can call them.
What?
Yeah, they have a telephone.
Using the phone like old people?
Yep.
Like the olden days?
Yep. You don't have to text. You can actually phone. And their number is 226-9226.
Do you have to like them on Facebook? Seems like that's the directions for everything.
Yeah, like them on Facebook. Or tweet them.
Yeah.
I don't know what all that means, but.
Yeah, silly.
Yeah, silly.
All right. So.
What do we got going today?
Got a little race going on this morning. Today is October 11th, just for perspective, October 11th, 2020. So we're creeping up on the biggest election in our lifetimes, which is what we seem to say every 4 years. But every year we say, no, really, really,
no, really, this is
this
it. This really is
so
the biggest.
So again, no, really, this is it. We have a couple of things. We have the same guys on both. So we have Dr. Shizong Chen, and we also have Eureka Young on. And so those two guys are going to help us over the next 2 hours do two related but sort of different topics. You've been hearing a lot about, and I'm going to pull her name up because I'm going to get it wrong, Dr. Li Meng Yan. I believe it's Yan. Y-A-N, anyway. It seems easy enough, but my Chinese is pretty weak. So I could be getting that incorrect. They'll help me with that. So we've been seeing her as a whistleblower regarding the virus, whatever you want to call it, the Wuhan virus, the CCP virus, the COVID-19 virus, the virus.
The China virus.
That has, messed up our whole world. She came out and had a tremendous amount of information published, and she talked about it openly on, Tucker Carlson and a few other places, and I know it was on the web as well. And so I thought, that had some people ask, well, hey, what about that lady? Do you think she's for real? Is all that information accurate? And same thing I tell everybody, we were talking about that in like February.
Yeah, long time ago.
And so because my memory obviously needs some kind of whatever vitamins you take for that, it was interesting because it turns out Dr. Chen had she used his research in some of her papers. So who better to have on to talk about whether or not her information was accurate? And then kind of the second hour, we were going to delve into the aspect of the Chinese Communist Party and how our country is sort of playing with fire as we talk about having a little bit of socialized medicine, a little bit of, one-party rule, a little bit of...
Well, I just read last week, too, that they're... very instrumental in a lot of this unrest we're having now. They're financing a lot of that. Yeah, it's funny. We never heard that in the mainstream.
We're hearing a lot more about spies and different things. But, I mean, this is really how you run a society. And that's what these guys are really qualified to talk about. How would it be if you were spied on every minute of every day? I know Americans think that's happening now, but trust me, we got a long way to go. And same, too, with silencing everyone's speech. You can't say it because it's hate speech, or you've got white privilege. Eureka brought up a great point on email. We'll talk about that too. How do you get out of that? I mean, last time I checked, when you were being downgraded because of something you couldn't control, like the color of your skin, that was called racism, and we were supposed to be not doing that. So, all those things are kind of open.
Or your religion now in this country.
Yeah, your religion
it's very difficult to have a religion and not be ridiculed.
And that's very, very much like what the Chinese Communist Party does.
Yep.
So,
yep.
First hour, Dr. Chen asked me to call it Exposing the Deep Science of COVID-19. And he has been active in projects concerning China for over 30 years. We had him on a couple of weeks ago. He was born in China in 1962, and at age 15, he entered the gifted program. And he came to the U.S. in 1982 to study. He has his Ph.D. in molecular biology at the University of California, San Diego. He currently owns and runs a molecular biology startup in San Diego. So obviously he's qualified to discuss the science that we'll be just listening to. And if you are looking to find this information again, you want to find some of the backup on this information about our guests, that kind of thing, you can go to wethepeopleradio.us. And if you click on the tab marked China, all those shows are gathered there for you, or you can just scroll through the archives and find a bunch of other topics. But that's where you'll find this one. So, guys, thanks for coming on. And I'm assuming we're starting with Dr. Chen. Or maybe I have to pretend I'm a microbiologist.
Dr. Chen, are you in there?
Travis? Can you push the other button?
I think he's there. I think he's there. There you go. Good afternoon. How are we?
Good.
Thanks for coming on.
A technical issue?
Yeah, we had just a little moment of fear there, but it's over.
Okay. All right.
So, where do you want to start today?
Erica is here also.
Yeah.
Hi, Erica. Okay, so we're going to start with the virus thing, is it Dr. Yan? Is that how you say it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Dr. Yan Li Meng. Her last name is Yan.
Okay.
Dr. Yan.
All right.
She took great risk to escape from Hong Kong to the United States to disclose. The truth behind the COVID-19. And in September, she published a detailed report of what she knows, scientific data. She obviously has some intelligence information also. But her first report in September is on scientific data. And then just on October 9th, she published a second report focused on how the establishment in biological research community has protected the CCP and committed a large-scale fraud.
I understand that as a result of that information that she divulged, that her mother is now either under house arrest or is in custody.
Right.
Yeah, that's
right.
That's great.
Yeah. So I read both articles. They're of very high quality. Yet, similar articles, including mine and my colleagues, have been censored, not published. So I'd like to have a discussion on this, and so the public will know about this. But let me first start out with why the two reports of Dr. Yan are of critical importance. Obviously, the origin of the COVID-19 virus, that's the WHO name, right? I like to call it the CCP virus. And obviously the origin of that virus is very important, because if it's man-made, then it's an act of a most serious crime, and so that is the heart of the problem. And so right now, there is a contention. Therefore, there's a contention on the origin of the virus. But in addition to the punishment, potential punishment of crime, there's also the ongoing national security concern. Because if it is just the virus is somehow arise from nature, so it's then it will be a freak event, right? However, it's if it's man-made, then it brings into it brings up two questions, two issues. One, then the CCP has the capacity to do it, to do more. And second, they may already have more.
Oh. What else could they have up their sleeve? They could have something else lined up.
Yeah, that's
hold on,
great
we have
point.
To take a really quick break, and we're going to come back and talk more about that. Our guests are Dr. Shizong Chin and Eureka Young. You're listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them when they move into your neighborhood? They take over, but good. They want you all body and soul. Then it's just your body. Then they go. What shall we do about them?
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
Welcome back, my friends, to the show that never ends. We're so glad you could attend. Come inside, come inside. There behind the glass stands a real blade of grass. Be careful as you pass. Move along, move along. Come inside, the show's about to start. Guaranteed.
And I guess it sounds counterintuitive when it says you should see the show and we're on radio, but actually you can see it because Robert videos everything. It goes out through the American Uncensored Network, and that's also on Roku. So apparently if you're not a Rabbit Ears channel in Northern California where the station actually airs on television, you could find it through Roku through the American Uncensored Network. And the link to the video is actually on our website too, so... You can do whatever you want. You can listen, you can watch, you can send us emails. I do get emails periodically. I got one this week about this particular topic. So please let us know if you have comments or questions. If you just don't like the show, you should just go listen to something else. We don't have a comment box for that. It's a very, very tiny, tiny form, and you have to do that on paper.
That's like my complaint form at
That's
work.
That's exactly it. Yeah, That's what I'm small. Thinking of.
Yeah.
All right. Back to the virus. So Dr. Chen, for those people that are not science people, how would you know that, how can you explain to them the difference between what would be a manufactured virus and what would be just your common virus that has, we've called the common cold for, you know, ever since humans have been humans, I guess.
Yeah. So I'll jump to that topic.
Sorry.
I need to go back to...
You just do that whenever you'd like. That's my question. That's
right,
one of my questions.
But I want to answer your question first.
Okay.
Right? And this is a trick that does what I call... Now, I never thought about this before. I never realized this before, but now I realize there is establishment among the scientific community, at least in the biological research community. There's establishment, just like there's establishment in a political circle. And so there's deep science. There's a deep state, but there's also deep science. Now, the trick that the deep science or the establishment plays to mislead the public is that they narrowly defined man-made as we construct from the very beginning. Everything is man-made, right? So they equate man-made as there. Well, if that is the definition, I would argue right now, no scientist in the world, even with the best research in the United States, we're not capable of creating this kind of virus, right? But there's a big difference from making something from scratch and then from utilizing what's available in the nature. Let me give you an example. Right. Very easy to understand. We all know meal, animal meal, is the product of cross between horse and donkey. Meal itself is sterile. It cannot produce its own offspring.
Right.
So all meal can is from horse and donkey, the crossbreed from horse and donkey. So, but that cross will never happen in the nature. Right. So a meal is a product, it's a man-made intervention. It's a human intervention. But if we ask if meal is man-made, no. We are not capable of making meal. Human is not capable of making meal. The human is capable of intervening, utilizing what's available in the nature, and put together a human intent being the product. And there are many kinds. There are many kinds of human intervention techniques. Let me just name another one. Like, you know, there are all kinds of roses, right? But many of them do not exist in the wild because it will not exist in the wild. But they are the product of crossbreeds. So is the rice. You know, the high product of rice. There's transgenic rice. Transgenic rice. Right? There's transgenic corn and things like that. So people think transgenic plants as man-made, but again, they're not made from scratch. The transgenic mice, it's more like clearly man-made, but it's not made from scratch. They still utilize 99% of what's available in the nature, and you put in maybe less than 1%, you know, what's human creation. So, but regardless, the percentage, right, it is, you know, the trick they play that's man-made is that it has to be 100%, just like car, right? Car is made from scratch. That car is not completely man-made. The steel, the rubber, you know, many things come from nature, right? So regardless the percentage of man-made material, as long as there's trace evidence, as long as there's evidence that this cannot spring up in the wild, in the nature, completely by itself.
And so how do they identify this as man-made versus natural? Are there some kind of markers in the genome or what?
Right. There are two ways to do it, right? Like the instance of meal. There's no genetic marker at all. You cannot prove that it's not, you cannot prove it's not man-made or yes, right? But we just, you just have to use common sense. That it doesn't happen in the wild. Right? Could there be a case where in the wild, when there's there's a single horse and then a single donkey around, and they have no way of, you know, releasing their desire, and then they come up, came together and produce meat. You cannot rule out that possibility. But that's not going to happen, because in the wild, horse and donkey, you know,
sure,
they live in a group.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So once they have a group, they will mate with their own species. So is there a genetic marker to prove that? No. So, and in this particular case, right, I'll go back to the science of this, with this one. The smoking gun of this case is a hypothetical, well, I call it hypothetical, but the Chinese, you know, scientists, I don't know, I should call them scientists or con artists, right? But they claim the existence of a intermediary virus called RATG13. Now, that is the focus of all this controversy. And I'll go back to that. Now, before I go back to the detailed science, right, I'll use layman term to explain it. I want to go back to why this is a big deal. Dr. Yang's article is a big deal. It's of national security importance, because a few months ago, the U.S. intelligence community, the IC community, right, issued a letter. The DNI, the Director of National Intelligence Intelligence, issued a letter to President Trump. In the letter, it claims that the intelligence community agree with scientists that this virus is off, it's not man-made nature, or in other words, it's a natural art. Well, that could be, this is why it's so serious. As I said earlier, if it's man-made, there are follow-up to work to do. If it says it's natural origin, then it's highly likely that our country will let down our guard, because if it's natural, that's a freak event. Right? Or you can, at least you can do nothing about it in the wild, right? But if it's man-made, then there's all kinds of risk, we already discussed. But also, most importantly, unlike Iran and North Korea or other, you know, countries with nuclear bomb ambition, right? Different from those, China, if it's man-made or it's a result of human intervention, then China has already released this weapon against not just U.S., against the whole world, against humanity. So, an act of, you know, unprecedented war has already been committed.
Sure.
So then the world the world has to take action to force the CCP to hand over all remaining material and capacities. And the humanity would owe it to itself to get to the bottom of this problem. But a misleading scientific conclusion has already influenced our intelligence community to issue the letter to say that this is the natural origin. And so, if it is not, every minute we waste away now is increasing our risk of losing more life tomorrow or next minute.
Yeah, because we have no idea what they have up their sleeve behind that.
Yeah, you don't know what's coming.
Hang on for one second. We've got to take a really quick break and And we'll be right back with our guest, Dr. Shezong Chen. You are listening to We the People, and you can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network. Well, that was Bill.
Oh, yeah.
See the video for that one.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to play air guitar and hit the microphone.
Yeah. Okay.
That's a deal breaker.
That's the end of my stage show right
okay,
there.
Okay, so there was a little snag there. We didn't have an ode to free enterprise. We had a little song in the middle. So we're having a little technical fun and games here. All right. So Dr. Chen, they've already, I mean, from the very beginning, they started with this, you know, it was a bat in a wet market, blah, 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 blah. And that was fairly quickly debunked by you and a couple other people actually on our show really early in the year. Why are they continuing to kind of push that narrative and not take up this idea that it was a man-made virus and the CCP basically unleashed it on the world and killed people? I mean, it's not like there was no consequence to what they did.
All right, so good question. We already established the seriousness of this question then, and your question, right? So, well, let's now establish that there are motives behind why they do. There's a conflict interest, right? And there's three levels of conflict interest. Why they do this, okay? The first one is easy to understand, right? And that is, as biologists, you're afraid that this virus would give biological research a bad name. Because society would say, oh, wait a minute. Biological research is that dangerous? Let's cut its funding. Right? So there's a general conflict interest where you would jump into action to defend your own profession. So that it wasn't this way before, okay? There's an example, there's the 1997 Asilomar meeting is a prime example, but I'm not sure if we have time to get into that. But there's a general conflict of interest, which in the past scientists have, they do, you know, science even 40 years ago, 50 years ago, they have the moral restraint to not do that. Okay, so there's a general conflict interest. And then there's also the establishment conflict interest. Right? There's an establishment of the top scientists in China, the top scientists in the United States, and top scientists in other countries, they are a certain. And they are friends, and they like to protect each other because they know each other. Right? And that is understanding. Right? But, again, they need to apply the severity of this case, the moral aspect of this case to control their own emotion. The third kind is a specific kind of topic, and now this goes into crime, punishable crime, right? Some of the scientists, I won't name names, but, Dr. Yen probably knows, she actually named a few. A few of them may have benefited from China, from the CCP, from, in certain ways. And so that there's third kind of conflict interest. So there's motive for them to push out their hypothesis or their theory. This is a natural, the COVID-19 is of natural origin.
So they've been experimenting with biologicals, like you said, for decades. This has been going on in labs all over the world. Why now did China decide, or was it an accident? Did they release this now? I mean, what's changed?
I don't think there's enough evidence right now to point to they are experimenting it or they're at the release stage. It could be an experiment. We don't have evidence of that, right? Mm-hmm. So why now? Maybe they just got it working now.
Okay.
That's true.
Coronavirus, the SARS, came out in 2003.
Yeah, it's been around for a while.
It's not a long time for biological research.
Mm-hmm.
Biological research is not that fast. So, it could just came out now.
Yeah, and to add to the timeline, 1999 was the year when Chinese PLA General Chao Liang published his book on unrestricted warfare, and they call it asymmetric warfare here in the United States as well, by people like Mike Pillsbury, a senior advisor to DOD, to Secretary of Defense, in several administrations. And by 2010, this General Chao wrote a preface to a book published by another PLA, People's Liberation Army general, who is a little younger than General Chao Liang, but yet this PLA general named Guo Jiwei, and he proposed the concept of a biotechnology supremacy. And basically, they are no match against the United States in terms of ballistic, anti-ballistic, missiles, and also jet fighters or other regular or laser weapons. But they think they would take this asymmetric approach to because the United States, the science community here, in a democracy, would have transparency issues, would have a lot of other constraints. So they propose this is an area that this General Guo proposed. This would be an area China would the communist regime would have an advantage over, the United States or other Western countries. And in this theory, I think they proposed two theories in asymmetrical warfare. One is this biotechnology. The other is information. As we have seen, they infiltrate the media, and they send all the propaganda personnel over to the United States, and I'm glad to see this administration is doing so, is finally expelling these people and trying to identify them, and social media accounts are tagging these as like government affiliated, like big people from China. So that was 2010, and these strategic restructuring, that's how the PLA generals termed them, are being taught in China's military academies. And so this timeline somehow coincides with the 2003 SARS breakout and 2019 this Wuhan virus breakout. So that's all I have to add.
Okay. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah. There's always a lot of moving parts to this stuff, but at the end of the day, it's kind of obvious.
And I would...
and the fact that they came up with all those bogus excuses at the very beginning.
Right.
I mean, if they didn't do it, really, who... I mean, it's just like little kids. I mean, if you ask a little kid if they did something and they give you something completely implausible as an excuse, you know they did it.
You know they did it. And I don't believe for one minute that our intelligence agencies don't know about this. I mean, they know this has been going on, and China's been involved in this research for a long time. But how it got released, I think, is yet to be really admitted. But I think it will come out, don't you?
I don't know. Unless the world takes strong action to force the CCP to hand over this information, I wouldn't be surprised that the CCP can kill a whole bunch of people.
And get away with it. Yeah.
And
wow.
No, they would kill the people that, all the people that participated in making of this.
Mm-hmm.
And so it will not come out.
It's
possible it will not come out. Okay. But I want to go back to the science part of this.
Hold that thought.
2 seconds, because believe it or not, we have to take another break.
Yeah, we'll take a break and come right back to that.
That was so fast. I'm so glad you guys are on for the second hour. Yes, that's what I was trying to say. Having a little trouble finding my words today. It's a good thing I don't know microbiology. I'd be all over the place.
I'll help you out.
Okay, we're in trouble. Travis, whatever you do, don't drop this call. All right, we are here at We the People Radio. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us.
Every rose has its thorn.
We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
Yeah. But the good news is there's angels everywhere out on the street, holding out a hand to pull you back up on your feet. The ones that you've been dragging for so long, you're on your knees, you might as well be praying. Guess what I'm saying, if you're going through hell, keep on going, don't slow down. If you're scared, don't show it, you might get out, or the devil even knows you're there.
Yeah, you might. Well, then again, you might not. So I don't know if you want to how we want to kind of wrap this up, or if we do, or just want to kind of just continue on. What can people?
Yeah, I want to address a little bit more on the science part.
Okay,
sure.
So now, you know, we can say that I cannot believe the U.S. intelligence doesn't know about this, right? So they say, no, we don't know. Okay, so those are arguments. But when it comes to science is supposed to let logic and data to speak, right? So, now I established the importance of this issue. I established that the scientific or science establishment have motive to, you know, do what they do what they argue, but that's fine, okay? But there's still science supposed to be conducted a certain way. That is, your opinion can be debated and can be published. And this is what made it, what makes it ugly. Okay? The establishment can freely publish their opinion at the top-notch article. And their opposing opinion is has been suppressed. That's no longer science. Right? That's politics. That's suppressing dissenting voice. That's not how science works.
Right.
And now they... I watch this, okay? And watch this, and even Wikipedia. You know, this is the first time I'm disappointed at Wikipedia. Wikipedia says Dr. Yan has never published article in certain aspects of article. Dr. Yan has published article before, but he says Dr. Yan has not published article in regards to human-to-human transmission. So basically, they are saying that to be a scientist, you have to be established. You have to be well-known, right? Well, the question is, with being established an overriding criterion for scientific opinion or a scientific opinion to be heard, that alone defines establishment. Okay? You have to be in among establishment to be heard. Right? That's not science. Okay, now let me go to the science itself. So there are seven top scientists. Well, I'm not sure they're that top, but they're established scientists. Right? They published an article in Nature arguing for the natural origin of the COVID-19. But if you are a scientist, I'm a trained scientist. I published in science, okay? I published op journals in science, right? So, if you're trained in science, upon reading that article, you know what they're saying. They only made one argument, only made one valid argument, right? That is, all the parts that's contained in the CCP virus, all parts exist in nature. Since it's all parts exist in nature. It's likely from nature. Even in that article, they themselves admit that they need to be more data. Right. But because they are established, so their voice gets heard. Hmm. Right? And our voice does not get heard. Right? Actually, if not gets heard, that's fine. Our voice has been suppressed. All parts exist in nature, then it's nature? Well, we know tree grafting, right? You know about tree grafting. You can graft, you know, one species tree onto another tree. Both are available in the nature. Is a grafted tree a nature product? Is it not?
Mm-hmm.
Right? So, while their argument can be easily defeated, our argument cannot, right? There's strong case against the so-called natural origin, right? So let me lay out some facts, right? So there are right now only four viruses exist that are closely related to each other. Now this is important because to be of natural origin, it has to be very... So the premise is that for something to be spring up from the nature, there has to be a precedent. So the theory of evolution is this, right? So there's something, there exists in through mutation, there's something else. Something else is the product of the mutation of the pre-existing product, pre-existing virus. Right? So there are only four viruses that now in the world that's closer to, related to each other. One is the COVID-19, the causative agent of the current pandemic. Now, two other viruses. So I call this one, you know, the COVID-19, I call it the CCT virus. Well, there are two other viruses. I call it the People's Liberation Army virus, because they were discovered by the Chinese army. And so those are the three viruses that exist, now really exist. And then there's this suspicious virus. The scientific name for it is called RATG virus. This RATG is at the heart of controversy. At the heart of the controversy of whether it's natural or human man-made origin.
And that virus is out now?
That virus is, we don't know. In fact, it cannot possibly exist. So instead of calling RATG13, let's call it a controversy virus or con virus. So there's four viruses, right? There's one CCP virus, and for our reader to remember, there's the one CCP virus, there are two PLA virus, there's then the con virus. Right? Now, if there's only the CCP virus and there are only the two PLA virus, then the natural origin wouldn't help, cannot possibly help China, cannot possibly help CCP, because then the conclusion would be, okay, this so-called natural COVID-19 is from those PLA virus. Right? So people draw a conclusion. So the COVID-19 is from PLA, from Chinese army. So then they created this con virus. Right? So I was among the first to point out, and through my own study, to point out this RATG cannot possibly exist. The Chinese scientists claim this con virus is discovered in bat. And they say that is the parent of the pandemic virus, the CCP virus. The CCP virus is from that con virus. That's what they're saying. Now, there are several damning data against that. Right now, probably the strongest data is that this RATG virus, if it exists, if it ever existed, doesn't even bind, doesn't even infect bat. It's not a bat virus.
Oh, well, it cannot
possibly exist. Right. So that is the strongest data. Now, that point out, there's an easy experiment to do, to conduct. It's recreated. Now, we have that technology. We can recreate the RATG13 and use it to infect bat, see if it infects. If it doesn't infect, then this completely debunked the existence of this virus. And that is very serious.
Have they done that?
They're not doing it. I hope somehow that this can be done. Right?
Figures.
Because this experiment, I think the establishment would be.
We're
going
to have to carry this over on the other side. The news is going to interrupt us, but you are listening to We the People. We'll be right back. You can find us at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network. Good afternoon. Welcome to the second hour of We the People Radio. Today is October the 11th, 2020, just for, I don't know, in case we replay this, because it's a really good show and we might want to. But yeah. What's happening in the world now is happening on October the 11th, 2020. So my name's Aaron Ryan.
My name's Bill Cundiff, and our sponsor this hour is Pape Machinery, our local John Deere ag and turf dealer. Pape has everything you need in the way of tractors, attachments, generators, lawn care, steel products, you name it. Go by and see them. They're located at 3119 Twin View Boulevard in Shasta Lake City. Or give them a call at 530-226-9226. Or get them on the web at papemachinery.com.
And when you call, you'll get a human.
Yeah.
That's always nice.
That's right.
Yeah, you should point that out, because that's actually, I don't know, that's a noteworthy.
Yeah, I made a call the other day, and I had to go through like five prompts before I could get to somebody.
My microphone's still on drugs. I know, you could try to tighten it all day, but it just keeps taking off. There, sorry about that. Like there you are. Fading myself in and out. Okay, so we are doing a weighty topic today. We're always doing some weighty topic. We try not to make it feel weighty, but it sort of is, because it's some science stuff. But it's important science, because it's science, actually, that's kind of running our lives at the moment. I guess running or ruining, depending on how you'd like to spell that. Doing a little bit of both. But Dr. Shizong Chen did an excellent job here in the first hour of explaining why this whole idea of the COVID-19 virus being some magical, natural phenomenon that happened with bats, etc. Not so. And also discussed the lady who has been seen on TV from China, Dr. Li Mengyan, who has come forward and published some information, actually using some of Dr. Chen's research on the virus. And she has paid a hefty price for that. I don't know if you guys are prepared to move into that. We also have Eureka Young on with us. We've got both of them on today. And we were going to talk a little bit about what happens. I mean, because I hate to even say this, but I know that there are a lot of people who have grown up in the United States, or let's say someplace else in the world, because we have listeners from elsewhere, who have not dealt with a regime like the Chinese Communist Party. And they see a person like Dr. Li Mengyan come forward, and then the next thing you hear is her family has been rounded up, and who knows what's happened to them. Something horrible, I'm sure. And people say, well, it's probably all just, you know, some big, big ploy. She's probably not a real whistleblower. Maybe she's a plant. And it's unfortunate that anymore it seems like you don't know what to believe. But you guys come from that culture. So how likely is it that she, because she's a real scientist, so how likely is it that she has taken tremendous risk and put her family in harm's way to expose the Chinese Communist Party?
Erica, you want to say something on it?
Yeah. I think Li Mengyan cited Dr. Chen's team's work, right, in her reports. She published two. And I'll leave that to Dr. Chen. But from her mother being arrested, it's and also from leading scientists in the established science and research community coming out to discredit Dr. Yan. And these are good indications, including University of Hong Kong, where Dr. Yan escaped from and came to the United States, and revealing how her work was related to cover-up and to falsify information to feed to the international community. And now with her mother being arrested like last week, I think, she was going on to Fox News. She did a few interviews with Fox News, maybe once with Lou Dobbs and twice with with Tucker Carlson. Those are very widely watched programs in the United States and across the world, I believe, and around the world. And from she broke out the news that her mother was arrested in Tucker Carlson's the program and last week. And from the way the Commons regime is going after her, it speaks of the weight that her reports, her article, her research reports are carrying. And it is commonplace now that the regime, the Communist regime, now are suppressing dissidents. I tried to refer my friends and like those in the United States to We the People Radio for them to take a look, and some agreed to your to the contents and felt it's most timely, and they were amazed at how We the People radio has like been reporting way before. The radio scene is really ahead of the curve.
Yeah, we started back in 2018 having no idea that, you know, this year would be all about understanding and deconstructing the Chinese Communist Party that we, at that time, really knew very little about.
Yes, with Hong Kong, like, protests breaking out in 2019, and with this Wuhan virus, the Hong Kong administration, they did everything trying to sabotage the protesters. They were using this virus to keep social distancing, to arrest people who are just walking on the street, some were only 12-year-old. So with all this going on, I asked them, are you willing to come to the radio station to share your stories and your personal plight? And they some give thought to the idea of coming to your program to share their personal stories, but they haven't made up their mind. And one of the concerns was their families.
Yep. I don't blame them.
Some are already, some will be definitely harassed, but none to the extent as Dr. Yan's mother being arrested. So this arrest in itself alone really speaks loud on the severity of the issue that Dr. Yan is trying to expose, and Dr. Chen is trying to shed more light on it. I'll hand it over to Dr. Chen.
I want to add to that, reminding people to discredit Dr. Yan, to doubt the courage of people like Dr. Yan. It's really to endanger themselves. I want to remind them a name that they probably do not recognize anymore. Dr. Jiang, Yan Yong. Dr. Jiang. Dr. Jiang was a military doctor, a lung doctor, back in 2013. Disclosed the truth of SARS to the world, to warn the world of SARS. And he is the single hero that saved the rest of the world from suffering a COVID-19-like disaster. But what did the world, you know, pay back to him? Practically nothing.
Nothing, yeah.
I don't know the world even remembers him. It is the lost, it is the ignorance looking away from the courage, even despising them, that led to the current pandemic. And if we discredit Dr. Yan, discredit heroes like this, there are many more worthy Nobel Prize winners out of China since 1989 than, you know, all and many of the, winners. Dr. Jam certainly is one of them, and Dr. Gao, who disclosed AIDS pandemic in China, or epidemic in China, right, is another. But this heroes of humanity have all been so far ignored and discredited. If we go on that route, if we discredit Dr. Yan, then we are going to rip our own, action.
Yeah. Yeah. You can't ignore the people who step up to bravely disclose and then complain that everything goes haywire, because at some point people will stop doing that. But, there are always brave people out there. So I guess for all those folks that are wondering if this is all just part of, part of the whole big messy game the Chinese are playing, no, she exists outside that. Because if she's citing your research, obviously there's no benefit to the CCP to be citing your research. That seems like a bad idea for them, because it's not working out very well. We have to take one really quick break here, and we'll be right back with our two guests, Dr. Shizong Chen and Eureka Young. You're listening to We the People. Please join us online at wethepeopleradio.us. We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
And I find it kind of funny, I find it kind of sad. The dreams on which I'm dying are the best I ever had. I find it hard to tell you, I find it hard to take. When people run in circles, it's a very, very...
Seems like I play that song quite often, but it kind of fits, It has become a mad world. So we were talking here in the studio during the break about Dr. Yan and the danger that it put her family in. And I'm pretty sure that most people who've never lived under a regime like the Chinese Communist Party, I'm pretty sure that it's very hard for them to understand. Why would you speak out if you knew that your family was in danger? I've got my opinions or my guesses, but I've also never lived underneath a regime like that. So when people ask you that, Since you did grow up in that culture, why would people speak out? Why do you speak out? I guess you can speak to it in your own first person.
I can take this, give it a try. And we came here to the United States because we know that it is defending freedom back then. And we know that the United States was partnered with NATO, who stood up against the former Soviet Union's aggressive posture in Europe, and it stood against the communism's spreading in Asia, and it brought prosperity to many Asian economies, and so we came here with this understanding, and we thought by increasing the exchanges of students between China and the United States, China may eventually catch up, right? But then after we spent enough time here, and after seeing how the communist regime is tightening its control over its people, and also through infiltration, through economic gains. It's by taking advantage of American people and American administrations, it is becoming more and more assertive. And now it is not only threatening Chinese people, overseas Chinese people, by harassing their families or arresting their family members. They even, like, openly interfered in U.S. In U.S. political process, and not only they attack candidates of the current administration, they attack like Mike Pompeo. It is in their state-run media calling Secretary Pompeo as enemy of the people, a public enemy, and they attacked Vice President Pence. They attacked President Trump, and they went ahead and threatened attacked Trump supporters in the United States. And through some of my friends, I came to know that there's one lady who supported President Trump, and both her parents and her in-laws, her husband's family, were threatened, which caused huge pressure on the relationship between her and her husband. And yet, despite all that, America has come to a point that we're so close being, like, putting ourselves under the influence of communism. And in the most recent vice presidential debate, one candidate was saying that Secretary General Xi Jinping of China commands more respect among the Western world. While the candidate was saying that, the candidate meant to praise and to attack President Trump while praising China's president.
Yeah, and I remember that.
If we listen carefully, we would have found that other countries, not as strong as the United States, they may not be praising, they may not respect the Secretary General in China. They may not really respect him. They are hesitating. They did not stand that firmly. That's why it took Secretary Pompeo many trips to Asia, to Europe, to at least to form an international coalition, to refuse to say no to Huawei, to say no to communism. So it took a lot of effort. If we don't do it now, and the communism is really spreading out, and if the United States is to the point where its leaders are saying, are kowtowing to China and did not dare to refute communism in the presidential debate, then we would have lost the United States. And when the United States is not standing firm against that, though people from China, like ourselves, we have nowhere else to escape
right.
to. And
right.
this is really the final stand of humanity's freedom.
Well,
that's why I really need to speak out before it's too late.
And people need to understand that when folks like you speak out, you're not only putting your families in danger in China, but they are just as susceptible to danger in our country from the CCP. They operate here as well. And they can have dramatic impacts on your family even here.
Yeah, it's no small feat, but obviously it's important enough to take that risk. And I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I'm thinking that from your vantage point, watching people kind of flirt with communism here in this country has got to, I don't know, it's probably a mix of emotion, terrifying and absolutely just white hot anger.
Yeah, it's in fact, doesn't have to be communism. Right? I got asked that question a lot because I practice Falun Gong, and people ask me, why Falun Gong practitioners take all the risks? Right? They were the most persecuted group in China. And My answer is that there's something called conscience. Why? Okay, we can ask the question, why the United States fought the Independence War? Jefferson claimed inalienable rights in the Declaration of Independence. And then hundreds of years later, the United States, United Nations, wrote in Universal Declaration of Human Rights, unalienable rights. But those inalienable or unalienable rights includes life, property, happiness, all that. All those can be taken away from. And that's why there's a human rights violation. If there are truly inalienable rights, then there wouldn't be human rights violations.
Mm-hmm.
They take away from it. Yeah. And so it's alienable, in fact. But there's one thing that is truly unalienable. And that is what I refer to as conscience. The innate knowing of right and wrong. We humans have that ability. And when we know something is wrong, then we speak up. Because that is the only thing we have. Everything else can be taken out, taken away from you from outside. A bullet will take everything from you.
Mm-hmm.
But the conscience, but your own conscience, nobody can take it away from you. Even when if somebody killed me, right? They ask me to say CCB is the greatest thing in the world. If I refuse to say it, they can kill me. I have my conscience. If somebody forced me to say it and torture me, and I cannot stand the torture, and I say, okay, I'll give in, right? Later I may explain to my grandchildren that, you know, I did that because I, you know, somebody forced me to say it, but ultimately I would be the one that made the decision to cave in. So I am responsible for it under any circumstances. And so this is the only thing that a human being can have and in control and be responsible of under any circumstances, because this is the only thing that defines humanity. If we do not, if we let go of our conscience, we cannot even claim that we're human, because that defines human nature.
Right.
And it is that thing, the conscience, that drives us human to say no to evil. And this is why Falun Gong practitioners in China do not give in to evil. The worst persecution in human history is going on right now against Falun Gong. The largest scale, the worst scale, that, you know, we talked about organ harvesting here. And you know, I ran into Senator Feinstein, and her Shiva staff argued with me. And, you know, Feinstein said, "You know, I'm not too fond of a cult," which she was referring to Falun Gong. And her chief of staff argued with me why Falun Gong practitioners, you know, keep walking towards the den of lions. First of all, you got it wrong. We are not attacking the lion's den.
Right.
It is evil going after us. You got it wrong, please. Okay? But my answer, you know, to that kind of question is that if we do not do that, we're no longer human.
Yeah.
And so when we're doing that, we are not just defending ourselves, we're defending humanity. Imagine we lose humanity. What do we have? What do we become?
Yeah, we let monsters take over the world because we're too afraid or not willing to do anything. And I think for all the people out there who are struggling with, because let's face it, there's a point in time where there's so much lying and misinformation that you think, okay, everything's a lie. Well, you know, everything can't be a lie. That actually isn't possible. But I think listening to you guys and the commitment you have to the greater humanity, not just to the Chinese, not just to the Americans, not just to one culture or civilization or time period even, that if we don't stop this from mowing us all down, the consequences are permanent, permanent for a long time. And I don't know how you get out of that. I guess we've done it in the past, but gosh, it'd be nice not to go through the Dark Ages again. That was a long bad trip. Not that I was there, although Bill was probably there. He's pretty old. All right, we've got to take a quick break. I digress. Quick break, and we'll be right back with our guests, Dr. Shizong Chen and Eureka Young. You are listening to We the People, and you can join us at wethepeopleradio.us. You are faithful. I'm leaving doubt and sorrow in the distance. I'm gonna trust and cast my fears aside. My life's a work that I know you'll finish. I know I'm gonna be alright. It's you I'll chase, even when I can't see your face. No matter how many skies fall down, I'm covered under the peace I've found. You're my shelter when there's nowhere else to go. No matter how many times I break, you promise always to keep. We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area, KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network. I don't need you to worry for me, 'cause I'm all right. I don't want you to tell me it's time to come home. I don't care what you say anymore, this is my life. We're back. So I didn't mean to derail you on the second hour. I know, Eureka, you had kind of a plan, so I'll throw it to you guys. We'll stop interrupting.
Oh, I don't have too much to add. I think I'll just add one anecdote about how the common thread is coming to the United States. About 2 weeks ago, FBI made an arrest of a New York City police officer. His name, last name, An Wang. He is a naturalized U.S. citizen from Tibet, and he posed himself as a dissident, and he served in the military here and worked as an agent, nonetheless, as an agent for the People's Republic of China, for the Communist Party. And he was assigned to infiltrate the Tibetan dissident circles and to spy on Tibetans and report back to Beijing on their activities, so the government would be able to thwart their movements for human rights, and to target specific individuals to accurately harass, to know exactly the background of the person, the social connections back in Tibet, to apply pressure on them. So this is how serious situations are now in New York City and in the United States.
And we talk about how communism is infiltrating. it's interesting that they disguise it as socialism, and it's not
where everybody
the
shares.
Same.
It's just sharing.
Yeah, it's not the same as communism. Maybe you could enlighten us a little bit about the difference between the two, if there is any.
Yep, and in China nowadays, they pretended that communism is just an idea, and they claim they are in the early stage of socialism. But around the year 2017 or so, they gradually unmasked their disguise. They said the defining feature of China's socialism is the indisputable leadership of the Communist Party. So now, in China, where the predominant group where communists are like running things, they basically are saying socialism, their defining feature is communist ruling, and they financed many movements and groups, and recently State Department of the United States designated two more semi-official, semi-like unofficial groups within China. One was for uniting Taiwan, trying to take Taiwan back to the mainland. The other was for advocating their foreign policy in general. Like they name it like a Friendship Association of Chinese People or something like that. So these two United Front Work Department's front shops have been just recently designated as espionage agencies. And they finance through these two and many other front shops of the United Front Work Department of the Communist Party, they financed an organization in San Francisco, which is related to the protests that are going on, like in the United States, those like violent protests against law and order, and so there are a lot of traces about the infiltration. So anyone who pretends to be socialism, if we look closely, we will find some probably got trained in China. And even some of the protests of the organizers or the founders of organizations with communist ingredients in them. I wouldn't name the names, but it's well known. Like then, if we look very carefully, we behind the organizers, the founders, they are more or less linked to the communist regime in China. And it is very dangerous, and even like presidential or vice presidential candidates do not dare to make a claim like we are against communism. They kind of dodged these questions, and they kept pressing on President Trump. And President Trump came out openly saying like he is against like a Ku Klux Klan, or against the white supremacy. So, but these people, they never dare to make the distinction and never dare to. They try to disguise that socialism and communism is different, but they never dare to allow people to really look behind the scenes, look at the connection, the paper trail, like the look at how China is becoming very active. CCP regime is very active after COVID. They spread disinformation around the world and to discredit this administration's very timely measures to cut off traffic, right, travel and all that. So it is a whole scheme of the communist aggressiveness to undermine economic property, social economic prosperity, social order in the United States. That's what we are facing.
Yeah, I really like what you said there, that socialism is just a mask of communism. Because it truly is. I mean,
It sounds all nice, but then when you look at how it actually works,
yeah, where it's going to end up,
well,
yeah,
anywhere,
it,
ever.
It'll start out as socialism and all the free things, and you know, we're all going to sing kumbaya. But in the end, it's going to be communism, and that's going to be tough to get rid of. And I think that's
Once you destroy your look what's happened with the media. The media is a great example. We used to have look at all the things that have gone on. You know, Joe Biden and his son with money in China and the Ukraine and all that. I mean, back in the day, if you were running for president and your son had been involved in stuff like that,
yeah, you're disqualified.
The media would just be all over you. They'd be asking a million questions.
Yeah, but not anymore.
And not now.
And that's why it's so dangerous right now. Is I think with the media backing this whole democratic socialist movement, people I think are being led down the rosy path. They're being deceived, and that's why I think shows like this are so important. When we have folks like you that can come on and call it what it is, that socialism is just a mask for the Communist Party, and that mask will come off eventually. And then we're going to see.
Yeah, will it be before they have us in their sights? Or, I mean.
Yeah.
It's a, I don't know. It's something that I think everybody has to really look at what's being proposed and how much of it is true, how much of it is false. You're going to have to choose. But when you start seeing every single argument ends with you're a racist,
yeah.
When we come back, I'd like to hit this one thing. Eureka had sent me an email about the whole white privilege thing. And why people are not speaking up to that, or why they are, and how that's kind of walking us all into a corner. How about that? Because that's all part of it. Demonize everybody and silence them. And what a great way to do it. I'd also like to point out that on our webpage, I did put on I added for today the 45 goals from the Naked Communist. That was from one of the first shows we did with June back in 2018. The Naked Communist to overthrow the United States, and that was written in 1958. So if you kind of run down that list and look at how many of those things have been accomplished and how excited the communists must be for that and how many of them fit into the playbook, I think you'll be really surprised. And we didn't make that up lately. I mean, that's 1958 talking. So you can find that at wethepeopleradio.us. Be right back. We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area at KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.
You know there ain't no rest for the wicked. Money don't grow on trees. We got bills to pay, we got mouths to feed. There ain't nothing in this world for free. I know we can't slow down, we can't hold back, though you know we wish we could. For good.
That's a cautionary tale. So I know you had sent me this article about the white privilege, and you asked me if people actually believed this kind of thing. He said, I'm just going to read your message because it was really good. It dawned on me yesterday that white supremacy may be a veiled attack against America's traditional values, in particular American exceptionalism. Granted that American exceptionalism, if dominantly Christian and white of origin, is more of a value than a biological identity, white or non-white, those who identify with that value system will, of course, defend it when it's attacked. This is why the U.S. is so divided now between the conservatives and the liberals, and it also explains why the polling is so inaccurate, as a significant portion of the society may be fed up with the fake media and dominated polling. And I'm sorry, that was Dr. Chen. It wasn't Eureka. Sorry. I know I was talking to both of you. And you had asked me if you thought that was, if that was actually really happening. And yeah, it is really happening. I mean, it used to be, like, when I was a kid, I'm 59, so when I was a kid, like in the 60s and 70s, if you pointed out someone's color or made decisions based on their color, that was considered racism. We were always taught as kids at home and at school that that was inappropriate. It didn't matter what color people were. And now it absolutely matters what color you are, but if you're the wrong color, now the wrong color is white, and you're bad, and you have to apologize for that. But just like back in the 60s and 70s, how do you apologize for something you can't change or fix? So it's another false narrative to silence people. And sounds like something right out of the CCP playbook. I haven't read the whole playbook. I'm guessing you guys have. So what do you think?
Well, all this just we have experienced it. So this is just ringing a lot of things here. It ring a communist bell to me. Many things. I find that many things can be used by communism or communists to harm humanity. This topic, I'm not sure because it's close to end time. I'm not sure if I have enough time to build it, but I want to point out the seriousness of this election. Because we're talking about science. Do you realize that science have even been used in this election? In the debate, there are at least two occasions when science is quoted. Actually, three. I can think of three. One is a question to President Trump, whether you believe in the science of global warming. And then the same question was asked to Vice President Pence. And then also, Harris claimed that if Dr. Fauci says inject a vaccine, then she'll be the first in line, okay, to inject it. But if President Trump said she will not. I mean, is that scientific? President Trump didn't make the virus. And also, the signs of global warming, whose science? Mm-hmm. Just like, I gave an example. Example, the COVID-19, there are two sides of science. Some scientists said it's natural origin. Some scientists like us, we say, no, it's man interference. And so, whose science? So, I want to give a scenario and to point out why this election matters so much to the United States. Okay. We talked about how this COVID-19. Let me give you if I would be one to design this, to develop this awful virus, how I would do it, right? So it could easily be done, okay? So I would get hold of this awful virus that we know now, okay, the SARS virus, not the COVID-19, the SARS virus, the bird flu, the flu virus, all kinds of virus. By the way, the CCP steals them, steal a lot of them from Canada, from the United States, and they have a collection of them. So I would use that collection of virus, mix them together to make a cocktail, and then infect mouse that have incorporated human gene. That's available. For example, the receptor that the COVID-19 or the SARS virus binds to. And again, this technology is from the United States. Think about it. How the United States have enabled the CCP to do this awful thing. And then I would feed those wires into those mouse, let them crossbreed, and then come out with this awful wires. Now, the danger is that, as I said from the very beginning of the program, we don't know how many they have. We don't know whether the same facilities do carry on the same experiment. Now, who is more likely to go after the CCP, to force them to terminate that and to hand over all the material and the capacities? And this is a fraud I caught in the debate. It shocked me. Biden and Harris both claim that President Trump was not strong enough, was too soft against the CCP, as if they will be stronger. And that is a fraud. And worse yet, yesterday, Elizabeth Warren came out to say that if Joe Biden was elected, Joe Biden will go after President Trump for the COVID-19. Give me a break. But this tells us, Americans, to the world, who will go after the CCP. Yet, the Democrats now claiming that they will, they blame President Trump for not going after the CCP, not strong enough. And then that really alerted me to look up the Democrats' platform, the foreign policy platform. Well, they said a few things, but because we're running out of time, let me say one single thing that really stood out. It says that Biden will work with our alliance and to negotiate with China from the strongest position. Okay? That alone tells us it's a fraud, because all the so-called U.S. alliance, including the United States itself, the previous administration, they were all coveting China's economic favor. They were all on the CCP side. There's no alliance. If there's an alliance, they're on the side of the China, the CCP side. It is because President Trump, it is because Secretary Pompeo, that they have formed a current alliance to stand up the CCP. Now, it scares me that if Biden gets elected, he can break up that alliance right away. Everything that President Trump has done so far against the CCP, Biden can undo it the next day.
Yeah, right. And that is scary.
And so this is scary. And don't ever get fooled. Don't ever, to my Chinese friend also, because many Chinese think, regardless which party gets elected, they will have to be, they will have to stand strong against CCP. No, not so. The fraud, to win your vote, Democrats will claim they'll stand strong in China, against China. But that's a fraud. Recognize that fraud right now. Go vote for President Trump.
Good deal.
Well said.
Thanks, guys. We will talk to you again, I'm sure. You have been listening to We the People. You can find this at wethepeopleradio.us. Tell a friend. We gotta get out of this place. If it's the last... We the People Radio is now on television in the Reading area. KRDT Channel 23.10, Tuesday and Wednesday nights at 10 p.m. on the American Uncensored Network.